Now to some very significant announcements relating to PlayStation, and something that the industry has been demanding from us, and that is a network platform. This is our internal name, not a consumer-facing name, and I want to share with you a lot of details about the network platform and what this means for game developers and game publishers and ultimately for the consumer around the world. The basic service is built around four principles, the four C's: content, which is you, communication, community, and commerce. And I'm going to go into each of these in a little bit more detail over the next few slides. The basic outline is that the service starts with the launch of PlayStation 3 this November. The basic service is free of charge, and we will build it out on what we describe as an open internet business philosophy. We see this as meaning an open service with a lot of collaboration and a lot of opportunities for developers and publishers to work with us. It will be a worldwide network. We're building it in collaboration and co-development with Sony Online Entertainment, truly the pioneers and innovators of many of the business models and technologies that we know in the PC space today. They are using their expertise and talent to write ground-up technology in support of our business goals. We will provide all the basic services as standard. The infrastructure investment and operation will be handled by us, but third-party game servers can also be connected. So this means that developers and publishers of MMO-type products can work and integrate with our network platform, and we see this as a key innovation for PlayStation 3. The basic community services obviously start with account creation through user registration, and that unified login will be available worldwide. We'll have the basic community services that you'd expect: lobby and matchmaking, scoring and ranking, video and voice chat, and text chat, all as part of the standard, with presence and friend lists and avatars all part of the experience. The commerce services are really where the whole thing comes to life. We will have a shop to sell online content, and shops can be accessed at an API level from within games, and I'll show you what that means in a moment. Content can be downloaded to the PlayStation 3 hard disk drive, and that means that disk-based products can have an augmented experience by downloading additional content that can be paid for within the network platform. But also, game applications can be launched directly from the hard disk drive. No game disk is required. You can have complete e-distribution for PlayStation 3 if you so wish. And we will have flexible business models. We'll support subscription, we'll support pay to download, and we'll support micropayments and microtransactions in multiple currencies all around the world. And all of this will be wrapped up with what you would expect: entitlement management and all the customer service tools that would be required to create a great consumer experience. The delivery schedule is as follows. Next week, we'll be dropping the first release of the SDK to developers. By the end of April, the second release. By the end of June, we'll have completed the development server functionality, and full testing can start from July. And by September, the final production environment will be available, which will allow developers and publishers to tune their products ready for the launch of PlayStation 3 in November. So, today, we have an industry which has been based on a fairly simple business model. We make content, we put it in discs, we put it in boxes, and we sell it in stores. It's what our industry has done very well for the past 25 years. However, in the future, we're going to go through a radical change. We will be creating and servicing a network of game communities, and I believe that this represents the most fundamental shift in the planning, creation, production, and management of game development that our industry has ever seen. And I fully expect that GDC in years to come will be really focused on this shift from disk-based business to a network-based business as we move into the future.